of the many chilling scenes or sights on our TV screens this week, one stands out for me more than all the others. One of the most chilling I've seen for a long time. On Channel 4 News, I think it was on Thursday night, there was a figure dressed as if for a fancy dress ball, all in green and gold. Robert Mugabe, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, as he called himself. And addressing cheering crowds, thousands of ZANU-PF supporters at their annual conference in Harare, and saying, "I will never, 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 never surrender. Zimbabwe is mine." And his words were cheered to the rafters. At any time, I think words like that would send a chill down your spine. But coming at a time when we know that something like 1,123 people have died of cholera, and another 21,000 infected, and 5 million on the brink of starvation, half the population. This picture coming at a time, too, when the luxuries of the world are tempting our pockets, and our comforts and wishes are being lovingly attended to by those who are buying us Christmas presents. I just had opened a little parcel from Birmingham with a packet of my favourite toffees in them. It's such a setting to hear this brazen man claiming that Zimbabwe was his seems monstrous. "Only God can make me step down," Robert Mugabe said earlier this year. "Only God can make me step down." And God seems not to be doing anything about it. And many people wonder why God doesn't make him step down. But, and the feast we're about to celebrate underlines this point, God cannot make Robert Mugabe stand down. God gave away his power when he gave human beings their freedom. And God's way of breaking into our lives is not the way of force, not the way of smashing the tyrants of the world to pieces. His way is the way we see him pictured in the gospel story today. He works with those who are prepared to work with him. People who give up their freedom to do what he is able to do only with their help, because they say yes to his respectful requests. He asks our permission to come into our lives. He comes humbly to us. He respects our freedom. He asks us to walk with him. He asks us to go to the people near us who are in any difficulties. He will help us, but we must say yes first. God does break into our lives, but only in this gentle, humble, respectful way. And not just into the lives of what we call good people, but into every single life, every day. A star of the pop world, quoted in yesterday's paper, spoke about how she saw God coming into her life. She said, "A lot of things happen in this business. Some are amazing, but things go wrong too. So I use prayer to help me through the bad times." And then she was asked by the reporter, "Ever get the heebie-jeebies before you go on stage?" "Yes, I do," she answered. And the cheeky interviewer said, "Is that when you start popping the melatonin?" "No," said the star. "I say a prayer and ask God to enter the room before I do. I say a prayer and ask God to enter the room before I do." The star, by the way, is Fergie. Anybody know which band she leads? No. Black Eyed Peas. So asking God to enter the room before I do. What a lovely way of letting God break into our lives. Asking him to enter into the room before you do, the room you're fearing to go into. Letting him enter a room where you face ridicule before you. A room where you face somebody who gets on your nerves. Where decisions are to be made. Where you try to offer some comfort to somebody who is sick or dying. I once heard the great actress Flora Robson, somebody here's remember her, I'm sure, great actress, interviewed on radio, she said that before she went on stage, she paused for a few seconds. She had done her best to learn her lines. She had rehearsed umpteen times. But now before stepping out from the shadows, she always paused for a second and handed herself over to God. So asking Jesus to enter a room before you do, allowing those few seconds to hand over to him whatever awaits you in any situation. What blessings, what strength it gives us. And how we can guess, surely, if we were to make a habit of it, it would make us constantly hopeful, and transform our lives. And how very like that last word of Mary, this little practice is, opening herself to God and allowing him to deal with any situation, knowing in her heart that Jesus was there with her in that room.